The candidates for the 88th Illinois House District can at least agree on one thing. State government should have acted sooner in response to COVID-19.
Our small businesses are being crushed at levels that most people just don't realize and just don't want to hear. And the reality is this all could have been prevented.
That's Libertarian Ken Allison. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, October 1st, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The ability to offer outdoor seating has helped many dining establishments stay open while observing health and safety guidelines. But as Joe Deacon reports, they are likely to encounter a new challenge.
With the arrival of fall and cooler temperatures, the attraction of outdoor dining amid the COVID-19 pandemic is likely to subside. That means restaurant and bar owners like Andy Pugh of Brasky's Bar and Grill will need to prepare for a changing landscape once again.
We'll do outdoor seating until it's just no longer tolerable to sit outside. Then we'll move back inside, and the capacity right now is, you know, basically 50% capacity once you're inside, and we'll just do the best we can with whatever restrictions that we have to abide by.
Pugh says he understands some people are still uncomfortable being inside and may choose to stay home. But Ray Keppel, co-owner of the Fifth Quarter in East Peoria, says he doesn't expect an unusual decline in patrons.
We have a big enough space that it won't affect us that much. I'm sure it will. You know, some people are only want to be outside. But as far as, you know, a drop in business, I'm sure that happens every year when it gets cold.
Peoria City Manager Patrick Urick says he doesn't anticipate any change in current capacity restrictions. He says the city is encouraging restaurant owners to find creative ways to accommodate guests.
If someone wants to utilize outdoor space, we're certainly going to allow it and try and be flexible with it.
Urick says any outdoor tents that businesses open would be subject to the same health and safety guidelines as indoor spaces. I'm Joe Deacon.
Here's some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. A Peoria County man and a Tazewell County woman, both in their 80s, are the Tri-County area's latest COVID-19-related deaths. The region's death toll stands at 82. A fire station on Peoria's south side closes today, but a tentative deal may keep a station in far north Peoria open. And Tuesday's presidential debate has a Bradley University professor of political science concerned about our democracy. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. The candidates for the 88th Illinois House District have different ideas on how the state can aid recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. The district covers Morton, Washington, and much of rural Tazewell County. The seat is currently held by Republican Keith Summer, who took the office in 1999. He's challenged by Democrat Carla Bailey Smith and Libertarian Ken Allison. Dana Vollmer brings us this recap from a forum with the candidates.
All three agree on one thing. State government should have acted sooner to blunt the financial blow of COVID-19. Libertarian Ken Allison is a CPA and small business owner who lives in Washington.
Our small businesses are being crushed at levels that most people just don't realize and just don't want to hear. And the reality is this all could have been prevented.
Allison says state government could have been more transparent about where COVID relief dollars were going and left it up to local governments to figure out what's best for their community. Democrat Carla Bailey Smith, an artist and small business owner from Bloomington, agrees the little guys need the most help.
Many of our small businesses were left out of the PPP loan programs, and the federal money that was later used for grants came too late to save some of our beloved small businesses.
She says moving forward, lawmakers can continue to prioritize loans and grants to small businesses. She suggests freezing rents and mortgages for small business owners and offering tax incentives to them over larger competitors. Incumbent Republican Keith Summer of Morton says he was disappointed more of his colleagues in the State House did not come to the table at the start of the pandemic to chart the best course through it. But even now, Summer says Governor J.B. Pritzker isn't letting lawmakers in on the decision making.
We are an equal branch. We cannot proceed in the next spring session or even in the veto session without the governor recognizing that we have as much a role in this as he does.
Bailey Smith says one of the best ways for the state to get back on track financially is to adopt a graduated income tax. That's something Summer and Allison oppose, saying it would hurt business owners, farmers, and middle-class Illinoisans. Bailey Smith disagrees.
Because the fair tax only raises taxes on those people who have a net profit of $250,000 or more. Most small businesses don't reach that.
Summer says federal relief dollars given to Illinois have mostly gone to Chicago and larger communities instead of downstate municipalities in need.
But on the other hand, I don't feel that the federal government should fiscally bail out irresponsible spending in government. Not all our municipalities are in financial in dire straits financially.
Summer blames the state's financial woes on spending beyond its means and an unwillingness to make necessary cuts. Allison agrees, but says Summer shares the blame.
Keith likes to speak about, you know, the General Assembly as if that's not him. He's been in that office for 21 years. 21 years. That's a long time to be continuing to say the same thing. This happened under his watch.
Both Allison and Bailey Smith repeatedly promise to follow the money and ensure it goes where it's needed. I'm Dina Vollmer.
Hear the full candidate forum for the 88th House District tonight at 6 on 89.9 WCBU or stream it at WCBU.org. Before we let you go, the Peoria Players Theater event, Bingo with Flow, Halloween edition, is happening tonight at 7 at the Broadway Lounge. Also tonight at 7, it's open mic at the Betty Jane. Doors open at 6:30 for this family-friendly event at the Betty Jane Brimmer Center for the Performing Arts. And tonight at 8, you can catch Whisper and Shout, Peoria's open mic for poetry, at the Contemporary Arts Center of Peoria. And just down the street, the Peoria Riverfront Museum is hosting another Movies on the Plaza, screening Ghostbusters. That's also tonight at 8. Social distancing will be enforced at each of these events, and masks are required. Find more information at their websites. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.